welcome to Farm Chatter. We're your hosts, Julia Miller and Donna Kuntz. This podcast follows the efforts of two women and their cats as we reinvent, rediscover, and create our modern homestead. We'll share our tips, tricks, successes, and fails. Keep coming back. It's going to get interesting. Welcome back to this week's episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. Today, we have two guests in the studio with us. Would you like to introduce our guests?
Sure. Actually, you may have already heard one of them, Thumper, who is a brown tabby and 16 and a half years old right now, is in the studio, along with her sister, Abby, who is a two-year-old tortie, and I think just a couple minutes ago, maybe I saw the gray tabby.
I think she did come in and do a drive-by.
And that's Rooney. So you may hear a little bit of meowing.
We decided to leave the door open today just to see what would happen. A few minutes ago, I stepped out the door, and Abby was standing outside the door and wanted to be part of this podcast. So we decided to let her. She's being quiet right now and curled up on the ottoman. Thumper, not so much. She'll probably be the one that you hear. So today we're going to talk about our why. Why is it we do what we do on a daily, weekly, monthly basis with this business? Everything that any of us do really needs to be for a reason. And really that reason is not to make money. Money is a result sometimes, but that's not really the base reason that we're doing what we do.
Not at all. We are not looking to get rich. If we are, we're in trouble.
Indeed. But one of the things we found was that we're of a certain age where we appreciate good customer service.
Yes. And we kind of grew up in that era, and some of you may be able to relate to this, and we're going to kind of give away about our age maybe a little. In case you're wondering, I'm 53.
So am I.
But we grew up during the time when there was a lot of service. For example, when you went to the gas station, people actually pumped gas for you. They checked your oil. They checked the air in your tires. They checked, in those days, a lot of times they would check to see how the water was. And they would top those things off and fix them for you. They would check your windshield wipers. It was full service.
And they really did mean full service. And one of the funny things is when I was in college, when we were both in college and went back to the small town where I grew up, one day I pulled up to the gas station and with no words exchanged, the door opened, the guy came, looked at the tire, added some air, waved, and away we went.
And I cracked up.
Absolutely.
It was so funny because it was just like he knew what to do because he knew his customers.
He did. And that is key right there, knowing your customers. And that's something that we are striving to do, is to know our customers and to provide that good customer service. Do you remember when you actually got your groceries bagged for you in the grocery store?
I do. And actually, I worked in a grocery store. My very first job, actually the first two jobs that I had, were in a grocery store. So I actually bagged groceries. The very first job I had, we had to ring up the groceries. It wasn't scanning. You punched in numbers, you rang up the groceries, you bagged them in paper bags, and there was no question. That's just what you did. It was just part of the service that we offered.
I remember you talking about different customers that you knew exactly what they were going to get at the grocery store.
You could anticipate. We had regular customers. I had certain customers that I knew they liked a certain type of bacon. There was one man that would come in every week to the grocery store at 6 o'clock in the morning. We opened at 6, and he would actually throw his wallet up on the grocery belt to me and say, I'll be back in a minute, and would come back with the same groceries. I knew how he wanted them bagged, and he would have me pull the money out of his wallet for him. It was very strange. It's something today that seems so strange to even happen, but that was just part of the service. You developed a relationship with your customers.
And if you think about the contrast with today, now you go into Walmart and you may get your groceries bagged for you. A lot of stores, you bag your own, a lot of grocery stores, and some are even going to self-checkout.
Which I don't like at all for a lot of reasons. I will not go through a self-checkout unless I'm forced to do it.
It really is a point in our culture, in our society, where we're losing a lot of that customer service.
And I guess I get a little bit grouchy about the self-check. It's nice, and I know a lot of people prefer that. I personally do not. One, I feel like I'm taking someone's job away. And I've checked groceries, and I just really enjoy having other people do that for me. I don't want to have to worry about, what if the bananas don't ring up? What do I do? You know, what's the lookup for that? I don't want to worry about that stuff.
Well, and we have then taken that to our business, and we really want to create an atmosphere of customer service and taking care of our customers. And part of that is providing a high quality product.
Yes. Another thing that I remember growing up, you know, I feel like this is old home week or something.
Well, for us, as we're recording this, it is a holiday. It's Easter Sunday. So we're kind of reminiscing. We've had family here.
And we have. It's been a really good day.
It's been a great day with
both
family.
Both families here. And, you know, so we talked about a lot of memories. And so that's always fun. So we're kind of in that mode.
So. We are. So bear with us and listen along.
So getting back to knowing your customers and high quality products, I remember going into small shops as a child where they would actually, when you would walk in the door, people would greet you and want to help you find products. And they knew the product. They knew the products that they sold, because a lot of times they may have even made the product. And that's really what we're about. We hand make our products. We know from what's in it. We know how long it took to make it. And what we want to be able to do is to match the products that we make to our customers and know what they want. Everyone doesn't want Phantom Bomb. That's okay. But the people that do want it, I want to know what is the scent that they like.
Well, and step back just a minute. You've mentioned one of our products, Phantom Bomb. What is Phantom Bomb?
Phantom Bomb was one of our very first products, and it's named after one of our charter cats, Phantom. And it is a product that is a wax product. It has coconut oil, sweet almond oil, wax, our beeswax, and may or may not have a fragrance, and a vitamin E oil. So that's it. We make that in our kitchen, small batch. The most we make is about 2 ounces.
Yeah. We have a 2 ounce tub.
Yeah,
that we
2 ounce
put that
in. Tubs at a time. So it's all small batch. We make just a little bit at a time on our stove. And it's just a really nice product, and it's for skin. I wash my hands a lot because I'm a gardener. So my hands dry out a lot, really bad, especially in the winter. And I was looking for a product that would help my hands not be so dry. And I have tried everything.
Plus, we really are looking for those minimum ingredient kinds of products where we know exactly what we're putting on our skin, and we want to offer that to our customers.
Yes.
That idea that we know exactly what's in here, there are no hidden ingredients, we can tell you when it was made, how it was made, and what's in it.
So one of the ways that we believe that we can answer that why Five Feline Farm? Why our products? Well, there's a lot of people that sell similar products that are just as good quality. But we have to look at what are we offering? And service is a big part of that. We really want to bring back that service where we know what our customers want and we can provide a good product for them.
I have this image in my mind of the old-time country mercantile store where you could get what you needed and you knew the shopkeeper and they offered you a good product for a good price.
And they actually talked to you.
That is also key in my mind. I want that relationship with customers.
And it's so bizarre to me today to go to a store as a person who's worked in retail and as a person who really likes to talk, to go and buy your groceries and not have one word with the person that is checking those groceries out. I mean, everything is automatic now. We bag our own groceries. Sometimes we check our own groceries. We pay for everything without any money exchanging. And sometimes there's not any words exchanged between the two people.
And I think that is the antithesis of customer service.
Yes.
So that is really where we're at, thinking about why we do what we do, for us to know and have that deep understanding within ourselves why we do what we do and what we have to offer.
And some of it goes back to what we want and what we like and what we're missing. We miss that service. We miss that people actually are engaged in conversation with us when we go to shop somewhere.
So as we move forward with this business, you will hear us talk more about our why. You will come along with us on the journey in finding out where we go with this business. We know that we're going to create some places around the farm that people can relax and enjoy a conversation with us or with other people who happen to be visiting. And those are the kinds of things that we are after. Stay tuned for the next episode. There's always something exciting at Five Feline Farm and on Farm Chatter.
So until next time,
see ya. See ya. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Farm Chatter, the official podcast of Five Feline Farm. We hope you enjoyed our show. To find out more about our farm products, check out our online store at fivefelinefarm.com/mercantile. For even more Five Feline Farm goodness, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and our blog at fivefelinefarm.com. Until next time.